Every morning, more than 91,000 New York City high school students pass through metal detectors to get to school. That's a third of the city's high schoolers. They often wait in long lines to shed shoes, belts, and hair clips like they're at an airport. But WNYC's Kat Aaron says it's hard to get a handle on where the detectors are located or whether they're even effective.
This is how Madeline Gomez started her day last year.
You have to take off your belt. Even my shoes I had to take it off. If you have a watch, if you have a necklace, things like that.
She got up at 6. She got to International High School near Union Square at 8:10 so that she could spend 20 minutes in line waiting to enter. Then up 4 flights to their section of the huge building. They share space with other schools, as another Madeline, Madeline Alvarez, explains.
In this building, there's like 7 different schools, I don't know. All the schools entering at the same time, so the line was even longer, and it was a completely disaster.
Despite the scanning, students still bring in things they shouldn't, they said. Where there's a will, there's a way.
If something wrong is going to happen, it's going to happen anyways, because we have our ways to, like, get things inside the schools.
Across the city, tens of thousands of students start their school days this way, like going through airport security 5 mornings a week. Where exactly is unclear, even to Councilwoman Vanessa Gibson, chair of the Public Safety Committee.
So you don't know where all the metal detectors are either?
I do not. The only metal detectors that I am aware of are the ones that I physically see myself.
The city does not disclose which schools have metal detectors, and a Freedom of Information request seeking that data was denied. A bill pending at the city council would change that. Intro 730 would make public a long list of school safety data, including how often students are given summonses, arrested or restrained, how often EMS is called, and which schools have metal detectors and which ones want to remove them. Gibson is the bill's lead sponsor.
We want to know where the metal detectors are because many times we don't believe metal detectors need to be in our schools anymore. If crime is going down, crime is going down in our schools.
We wanted to know too. And the thing is, the machines aren't exactly secret. You can walk into a school building and see if there's one there. Or call and ask, which we did. Based on our calls and data from the NYCLU and Inside Schools, we found 193 public high schools with permanent scanning. Brady Smith used to work at a school with metal detectors.
At best case scenario, they felt somewhat humiliated and dehumanized. And in the worst case, there were students standing, you know, in puddles in their socks. And really not a welcoming environment, that's for sure.
Smith is now the principal of a school without scanners, the James Baldwin School in Manhattan. It occupies one floor of a shared building with the standard linoleum floors and echoey hallways. Kids applying to Baldwin often ask how the building can be safe. It's a school for transfer students, and many are coming from schools with metal detectors.
I usually turn that question back on them and say, how does it make you feel? Do you feel safer? Are you aware of any incidences when metal detectors did not prevent weapons or contraband from entering the building? And generally, they're able to say yes.
The school uses a range of practices, like peer mediation and weekly advisory. They balance that with more familiar tools like suspensions in cases of violence or crime.
Because we spend so much energy doing community building and sort of suspension diversion practices, the amount of incidences that come to me as the traditional disciplinarian are far fewer.
Having students involved in school safety takes time and intention, which translates to money. It's not the cheapest approach. But Smith's eye isn't just on the years kids spend at Baldwin. He wants to equip them to handle conflicts outside the school's doors.
Our mission is to re-engage and to build community with them, not only to help them earn a diploma, which is the ultimate goal, of course, but allow them to be, you know, safe and healthy for the rest of their lives.
He says that means putting trust in each other, not just in a machine. For WNYC, I'm Kat Aaron.